So a great debate has started. So this great debate begins at the beginning of episode 6 or chapter 6 of season 1. And it's basically where Jonathan is going through the forest not too far from Castle Byers trying to find Nancy. But Nancy has accidentally, I guess, gone into the Upside Down via a tree. So he's trying to find her this entire time. And this is where the huge debate comes into play. So after he finally finds her and she barely escapes from the Demogorgon, after he pulls her from said tree, the tree starts to close up. And once the tree closes up, some of us are saying that the word hurry with just one R is on the front of the tree, where we see the tree closing up, like that portal is closing up and we're supposed to see something there. But for me, this doesn't make a lot of sense, because the only way of communication we've seen from the Upside Down is through lights. I'm gonna build a case here and you guys tell me what you think.
Nancy! Where are you?
Jonathan!
Jonathan,
where are you?
I'm right here! Nancy! Just fall!
Jonathan!
Nancy!
So throughout the Stranger Things series, lights have always played an important part in communication. And with that being the mode of communication with characters inside the Upside Down or creatures in and outside of the Upside Down, I've tried to go and find other ways that maybe, just maybe, the characters or said creatures or monsters have communicated, and I haven't found any other ways. And this really brought up a debate between me and someone else. So what I tried to do is I tried to actually do my due diligence and go down a long path of trying to find ways outside of said lights that characters have communicated, starting with Will, the Demogorgon, and in a later season, Vecna as well. And I just keep coming back to this same conclusion, that lights are the only mode of communication. So, with that all being said, I'm going to lay out the different ways in which lights have been used throughout the series. Now, this particular moment that I'm having the huge debate about and with is the moment in episode 6 at the very top of the episode, and it starts at 45 minute mark, 11 seconds, and it goes and it runs all the way through to the 45 minute and 5 seconds. So it's about 6 seconds here or there. Now, okay, so first we start off with Steve's house, the buyer's house, and also where Will's bike was found the night he went missing. And they're all within a mile, you know, as stated by Jonathan Byers in episode 5, The Flea and the Acrobat. And this happens right after the funeral scene. And it starts at about 37 minutes and 13 seconds, and it lasts all the way until 37 minutes and 5 seconds. And he clearly states, you know, how all of this is occurring and how it's happening. And just as an aside, Will only stayed in Byers Castle for 3 days while in the Upside Down. And after day 3, the Demogorgon took Will and brought him to his lair in the library. So he wouldn't have been in that part of the Upside Down at the very time where Jonathan and Nancy got stuck in the Upside Down within the tree and had to be rescued from said tree. So with all that being said, he wouldn't have been in that very area. Now, we've got a lot of things that are going on within this, you know, Upside Down world, and we don't know exactly how all of it works, although we do get some clues in season 4, and not to spoil those that haven't seen that yet. Of course, if you listen to the podcast up until now, you pretty much already know what's going on. You've probably been spoiled on everything that's occurred since. But just for those who just want to jump right into this particular bait and want to vote one way or the other, because that's basically what I'm here today to do, is to ask for your votes, kind of like putting up a impromptu poll of sorts, and just to get in your comments and maybe some possible other theories, some things I've overlooked while watching the show. But I've just found that there's no really no merit for the different point of view of there being a different way or mode of communication. Okay, let me start with, so Will only communicated using lights via the Upside Down, the Demogorgon, and Vecna. And he just goes through each and every one of these particular ways of communicating. And whether the Demogorgon is coming through and there are lights, or Vecna in later seasons, and I won't talk about that too much because we'll get into that in a later episode. But, and then there's also the makeshift Ouija board on the wall with lights that Will's mom makes. So that was the only way she could communicate. Now, there was this one little moment where Will is trying to communicate with her via the telephone, but that too can be a part of, well, maybe that was because of the electricity, but the signal wasn't very clear. So she had to actually go and make the Ouija board with the lights, which spelled out run, later on in subsequent episodes. So that in of itself is still linked with, you know, electricity, lights, magnetic force or fields or whatever. So that still, to me, it still is right in that path of a way of communicating, which is through electricity, lights. So Christmas lights with Will's mom under the kitchen sink. That was also another way. And then there was a Demogorgon about to attack Jonathan, Nancy, and Steve in the buyer's living room. And then the Demogorgon attacks the scientists in the first episode. Now, this is the first thing we get. We get the scientists basically running down a hallway away from what we now know as the Demogorgon. And the lights are flickering as he's running down that hallway. And once he gets into the elevator, which he's trying to make his escape, the lights flicker. That's another sign that this is a way in which the creatures from the upside down are communicating, or a way to get into our dimension, our world. And then we really get a lot of building, you know, lights, like I said, the lights flicker in the elevator all the way down the hallway. And then there's the scene where little Holly almost gets taken when she explores the buyer's hallway into Will's room. And the lights again flicker all at once before the monster starts to appear, before he appears. Now, those are just a few occasions where communication and or a direct link with the upside down start to bleed through. And just in season one alone. Now, season four really cements this with all the traveling to the upside down back and forth and using a light bright toy to communicate. Flashlights, lanterns, etc. All of this is used in season four. And light bright, that was a really big scene. And of course, there's these disembodied voices that we're hearing. And like I said, we can't really get a connection with the other side until we have some kind of electricity lights that are being used. And then there's Hawkins, which is stuck in 1983. That's a minor spoiler that we get in season four, but we won't dive too much into that. And then, but we do find that time moves differently there in the upside down. And then magnets were also a huge part of the story. And being that magnets can affect electronic devices, it makes sense that everyone in the upside down would have a stronger influence while there. I mean, a huge magnetic field was needed in order to create a point, to a gate leading into the upside down. Okay, so there was another way that those in the upside down could communicate, and that's if they were in the same area at the same time and they could vaguely hear one another, but that was usually only if they were near lights. So to see this one-off hurry with one R in a tree doesn't make sense, considering Will and everyone else's MO was and is to communicate via lights and the occasional disembodied voice. So it doesn't make sense moving forward for me, and I'm just trying to add up all the pieces, and I still just keep coming back to lights are the main way to communicate, and it's the best way to get messages out from the upside down. Let me know what you guys think. Send me voice messages, emails, whatever you would like to, and any voice mails that I get, any comments or anything, will be included in the next episode, so we can kind of like maybe try to put this to rest. But let me know your thoughts. I'll see you guys in the upside down. That?
see on the other side.
On the other side.